You know, this year was definitely very personal. And I don't even think that I intended for it to be so personal. But this year was truly, I believe, God's plan. Because, of course, I had a plan. But I was definitely reminded that there is always a bigger plan than the one that I set for myself. A long time no chat. It feels really good to sit down and press record. I've missed you guys so much, and I could not close out 2023 without catching up and doing a little recap with you guys. So get comfy, get cozy, grab your beverage of choice, and hey boo, let's chat. Woo cha woo. We've made it through another year. We are literally in the last couple of days of the year 2023. How was your year? When you look back and reflect on this year in its entirety, how do you feel? What do you think about it? What have you learned? What have you let go of? Do you feel like you're the same person that came into this year as you journey into a new year? Like, let's talk about it. So it is currently 6:46 in the morning. I am definitely a morning person. I like the quiet and the stillness that comes from mornings. And I always like to tell myself that one day when I become a mommy, this is definitely going to be beneficial. But I feel like it's going to be reversed, because I feel like making the choice to get up and having to get up is two totally different energies. But we'll cross that bridge when we get there, okay? But yeah, I was just like, you know what? I'm going to get up and do my devotion, journal, make me some tea, and record episode. Because technically, I started recording a couple days ago. But for whatever reason, like, I just couldn't, like, finish. And something feels right about this morning, and I'm not going to question it. So I was just like, let's press record. You know, I've been doing well. A lot has happened. A lot has changed since the last time we talked. So first, I just want to catch you up. Your girl has moved. I've moved. And what's so funny is I have been having this feeling or this pull to move out of Atlanta for a couple of years now. And the main reason why I didn't want to move was because I am so close to my family, and I could not imagine, like, not being able to just wake up and get up and go to my mom's and dad's house, go to, you know, my sister's house, or be a part of the family functions and things. Like, Atlanta is so familiar. I mean, at the end of the day, like, that's always been my home, regardless of me living in Florida for some years. Like, Atlanta has always been, like, my returning spot. But, yeah, I've been feeling like this pull to explore and really try something new and try something different. I was just like, I work completely remote, so all I need is my computer. And I'm like, why not? You know, it just so happens that, you know, I've found the love of my life. Which is so wild to me, because at some point during this year, God told me that this year was going to be like my summer of love. And I'm just like, you know, I was looking around thinking that it was someone who I was already talking to, someone that I already knew, you know, in like a deeper capacity. But God was like, no, girl. And I was just like, okay, cool. Like, I hear you. And look at you, girl, now. Moved. We live together. We have two pups together. And it's a lot of newness, but in the best ways. And I like the city. It gives me very chill, very laid back vibes. And I feel like it's what I needed. And I'm so grateful that I made this move and I'm in this relationship at this point that I'm in my life. Because I feel like Michelle a few years ago, for one, probably would not be able to fully receive the love that I get now. For two, I wouldn't be able to show up as maturely as I do now and as self-aware. And three, just moving to a different city that's a little less fast-paced and more relaxed and more chill, and that screams like homey family vibes. I feel like that may not have worked for me a few years ago. So I'm grateful. It just goes to show that you really do have to trust the timing of your life. And I'm reminded of that ever so often, to really trust, because again, there is always a bigger plan, a bigger vision than what we're able to see. And I feel like when it's time, when it's ready, and when we're aligned, more of that bigger picture is always revealed to us. So I hope that that gives like some comfort. But I really do encourage you to trust the timing of your life. Because Lord knows, to be honest, if you would have asked me at the beginning of 2023 if I would be where I am now, I would probably like, girl, no. And it's not even just about the relationship and all of that. I mean, just as a person, like, as a person, I am very different. And I've learned a lot. I've grown a lot. My relationship with God has grown a lot. It's just that I'm different, but in the best ways. And, you know, I reached a point this year, a very pivotal point, turning point, I should say, in my journey this year within myself. Because have you ever, like, looked around at your life and gotten really honest with yourself and said, okay, this ain't working. This ain't working, baby girl. Like, you know that you're operating through a more healed, mature, self-aware type of space. And sometimes I feel like when people are healing and when they're self-aware and when they're accountable, sometimes outside people may look at that as, you know, they have it all together or they have all the answers. And it's like, no, babes, like, there's levels to this, you know, self-awareness, healing, all of the things. Like, I don't have all the answers. I'm learning as I go. And that's all I got, you know? But yeah, I looked at my life and I reached a point where I said, I want more for myself. Like, I really want more. I want more from myself as an individual, as a woman first. I want more from the company that I keep. I want more from the people I was choosing to date or entertain at the time. I was like, I want more from myself as a creative, as an entrepreneur, and even in my corporate career. I said, I want more. I want better for myself. I want to show up better. And sometimes I feel like when we say we want more, or when we decide to show up differently, we think that that also includes a switch or change in like environment. And it's like, that's not necessarily always true. And I think that wanting more and doing better is always first within ourselves. Like, it's an energy, it's a confidence that we exude and that we carry with us, to me. But yeah, child, I looked around and I said, girl, you're making better decisions. You're making better choices. But baby, we still got some work to do. Because I was like, I don't want to go through what I'm going through anymore. And I said, at this rate and the knowledge that I have, I shouldn't still be repeating this thing. Because at some point in time, baby, let me tell you, I sound like somebody auntie. Y'all should see me right now. Like, my bookie got me this comfy UGG robe. And honey, when I tell you I feel like a rich auntie, and don't let me put on, you know, my new favorite perfume. Honey, I be walking around here looking like somebody mama. I'm telling you, I got my glasses on, I got my hair up in a little pineapple. Honey, I am comfortable, okay, and warm, thank God. But yeah, I think there comes a point in time in all of our lives, if we're very honest with ourselves, where we really have to take inventory of our lives and where we are and say, why are we still going through this? At what point, Bookie, do we graduate? At what point do we learn the lesson? And I reached that point in a few areas this year. I was just like, no. And I told myself, I was like, I can't change anyone else, but I can definitely change Michelle. So I went on a quest and I was just like, okay, God, it's time for some work. It's time for like some heart deep work. And honey, I think I may have told y'all this. I can't remember. But, you know, this is just a refresher because it's been so long. So, you know, just follow me. I remember I wrote myself a letter. And I said, I'm going to be honest with how I see myself and how I genuinely and truly feel about myself. And honey, when I tell you, not even halfway through this letter, I was crying because I was sad. I really was. And I'll be completely honest. I was sad. I was sad because I felt like I had been shortchanging myself for so many years. I was sad because I felt like I had come to this knowing so late in my life. And I know some people might be like, girl, you are only 34 years old. Yeah. But when you've been doing a certain thing for a certain amount of time, it's just like, dang, I wish I could have awakened to this newness or this, I don't know, courage or healing much sooner. And I was sad because I had neglected to really and truly see just how powerful I am. And I continue to allow my power to be in the hands of others because I felt like they had more power than I had. Or they were the ones that would activate the power within myself. When if I got really, really honest, I hold the energy and the light to my power. And unless I'm tuned in, tapped in, and turned on, I can't be in that alignment. And I just came to realize how much of myself and my identity and my worth I place in the hands of other people. I think because I know I'm a confident woman. I know I don't take any BS. I know that I stand up for myself, but I feel like in so many ways, I didn't use my voice. I didn't necessarily remind myself of my worth and my value. And I think ultimately, I failed and neglected to put myself on a pedestal. Because it's just like, yes, we love ourselves and self-love this and self-love that. But I genuinely had to ask myself, like, girl, where is your self-love meter? Like, at what level are we with truly, genuinely loving who I am and embracing who I am and embracing my mistakes, embracing where I've fallen short? And it was very low, I'm not gonna lie. And I was like, dang, homie, dang. But I said, now that I've realized this, now that I've forgiven myself, now that I've forgiven others, oh, girl, it's time to turn up. And when I tell you, I said, you know, the cool kids these days, they say standing on business. When I tell you I began to stand on business, I said, if I know the kind of woman that I am, and they know the kind of woman that I am, why would I let somebody play with me? But why would I play with myself? And I said, no more. I said, no more. No more compromising. No more bending with my boundaries and my standards. No more excusing behaviors that are blatantly clear as day and right in front of my face to see. Like, no more making excuses and, you know, thinking that I'm overthinking. No, because you know what I realized too this year? It's really simple. Like, relationships, friendships, different things. Like, it's really simple. And, you know, my dad used to tell me all the time, like, Michelle, don't pretend that you don't see what you see. And a lot of the times we pretend like what's right in front of us, that we don't see it because we don't want to. Or because we want this thing, this opportunity, this person, this friendship. We think that by compromising or by giving it a little bit of time, that it'll either reveal that we made the right decision or reveal that we should have let go a long time ago. And I feel like you have to listen to yourself. Like, that's one thing I encourage you to do too. Is learn to trust yourself. Learn to trust yourself on a level where you don't necessarily always need someone to confirm what it is that you're feeling, especially as it relates to letting go. I feel like oftentimes because we don't want to let go and because we don't want a thing to be what a thing is, we bring in the expertise or the opinions of other people, hoping that maybe we're wrong. And it's just like, if my nervous system is highly alerted and goes off, that's telling me something. If I don't feel heard, listened to in certain ways, and that doesn't make me feel good, that means something. And it's just like, I feel like we complicate it. We complicate it because we want what we want, when we want it, and how we want it. But it's also really hard to admit that what we want doesn't want us. And we end up hurting ourselves. And I'm not even just talking about in relationships. I've had to learn this in friendships as well. Because I feel like even in friendships, because I think friendships are very sacred. And I think we all need like at least one solid good friend in our lives. You know, the nature of the friendship and how a friendship feels. You know, I don't expect for friendships to always be, you know, running through a field of roses. But I think it's important to cultivate a healthy friendship and leaving room for healthy dialogue and certain things. Like, I just don't feel like it's as complicated as we make it. I think it only starts to get complicated when we know what we need to do, or we know what we see, and we ignore it. So trust yourself and don't ignore how you feel. And I'm not saying don't like get advice, don't, you know, ask people. No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm just simply saying that you should be able to trust yourself, trust your knowing, trust your inner spirit and your inner guide, that if you don't feel right about something, that that's all the confirmation that you need. And I'm telling you, honey, that's the one thing I'm taking into 2024. If my inner being is speaking to me, and now I've gotten real good at asking God a question, because I asked him a question the other day. Well, not the other day, but maybe last week. And I feel, I feel like I got the answer. So I ask God, I'm like, listen, what you think about this? Tell me what's up. Because I'm going to tell you, when I'm locked in as a friend, as a significant other, and see, I'm locked in as a significant other, so I'm not up, you know, I'm not in the market. Okay, I'm not. But I really do care. And it's like, don't get me wrong, baby. There's always room for improvement. But one thing about me is I'm always going to be there when it's necessary or needed or when it's important. And when I have the opportunity to let people know that I care and that I'm here, I'm always going to do that for them, especially my friends. But I think, too, just learning how to adult as friends, especially learning how to navigate and grow and cultivate new friendships. You know, it takes time. And that's another thing I've learned. It takes time. I have, throughout my life, been very rushy. And I've been very, like, timeline-oriented. And the older that I get, the more that I ask God for a surrender and for a flow. And for me, going into the new year, like, my heart posture is truly like, God, universe, divine, have your way. Like, I want you to flow with me and through me in a way that I'm not anxious, I'm not worried. Like, I'm at peace. Like, I'm really working on building my faith and my trust in God. Because it's no secret. It's no secret that, you know, I've had trust issues. It's something that I've healed so much. But I've had trust issues. And I've had trust issues with God. And I was just like, you know, in this new year, I really want to press in and trust God. Like, I really want to be able to just listen and hear. Like, if I feel something or if I hear something, go in this direction or try this, or when certain things come up, like, to have an unexplainable, unwavering peace, because I know God got my back. And that's the thing. That is the thing. Like, don't let me take y'all to church this morning. But that's the thing, is like, when I look back over my life, when I tell you God has never, oh God, I'm getting emotional. You know, that time of the month is coming. But when I tell you, when I look over the time over my life, God has never, ever, ever, ever failed me. He has never left me high and dry. And I'm just like, Michelle, like, he continues to show up for you, even when you couldn't show up for yourself, even when you didn't pray, even when you didn't, you know, go to church or, you know, talk to him or build your relationship with him. Like, he has always had your back consistently, always, baby girl. And when I think of it that way, when I look at it that way, I'm like, good God, thank you for your grace. Thank you for always taking care of me. Thank you for always watching over me. Thank you for always, making sure that even when I fall, I always get back up 10 times stronger. Thank you. And so for the new year, I'm like, I want to trust you more. Like, I want to be at peace and I want to know that everything is genuinely and truly working out for my good. I want to know that I'm in a flow and that I'm building my relationship with you. And I came across something yesterday, and it's like it's called First Seven. And it's basically, I'm going to take it as a fast. And your girl is not good with fasts. Like, I've tried doing fast, like, in the past, but it's never worked for me. Like, I am more so effective with making, like, not going completely cold turkey, but making adjustments and tweaks that are still very impactful, but aren't, like, completely cold turkey. But, and I was journaling this morning and I was like, I think I want to do that. I think I want to dedicate like the first week to unplugging, disconnecting, like still, you know, putting out the scheduled posts, you know, on different social media platforms. But I really want to disconnect and I really want to press in. Because I've got big vision for this new year. Your girl does. And I'm in great expectation in big ways. And granted, when I like look around, I'm like, how? But that's not for me to figure out. And I was like, I just want to like be present the first few days of the new year, and I'm gonna do it. It's settled, because I was like, God, give me a confirmation that I should do this. And by no means, like, when I tell y'all, I am not a religious person at all, like, child, no, but I am a spiritual person, and I could never, ever, ever deny the hand that God has had in my life. I have a relationship with God because it's one that I've sought out on my own. And I'm grateful for that, because I know that, whoo, baby, in my toughest times, he has brought me through. Okay. Anyways, that was my little TED Talk. Thank you for coming. But, you know, this year, and I've gotten a lot more comfortable with just doing things on my own. Like, y'all, I never thought I would be that girl. Because, like, years ago, I always, you know, had a friend to, like, go do stuff with. Like, I was never alone. I didn't want to be alone. But, like, being alone made me feel so uncomfortable and so bored. So it was just, like, I always had my friends. I always had, you know, somebody I was dating or whatever. And now that I look at it, they were all in some shape or form at some points a distraction. It was just a distraction because I just didn't want to sit with myself. And I didn't want to face the simple fact that I was codependent. And there were things that I knew I needed to work on, but I didn't want to work on them. So I was just like, I'm going to just fill this time with things that so that I don't have to work on the things that I know I need to work on. Yeah, I can admit when I was wrong, child. But, I got so comfortable, and I was thinking about that yesterday as I went to this Mexican restaurant that I found, and I took my bookie on, you know, just like a little lunch date, and we loved it. We went back legit the next day, and then I went yesterday, which was Friday, and I was just like, to think that I can sit here by myself, you know, in my booth, you know, on my cheese dip, because it don't matter where I'm at. If the restaurant has cheese dip, order me up, okay? But yeah, I was just like, I'm so proud of myself, like, being able to sit in this restaurant and enjoy lunch by myself, you know, is such a great thing to me. Like, I think that that's pretty cool because some people can't yet. So I just encourage you to like really make time for yourself and understand and know like you can't always wait for people to do things. Like it's awesome to extend the invite, but there were times in my life where I've waited for people. Like I didn't do a thing until, you know, the person responded or, you know, until I knew for sure that, you know, somebody would be with me. And it's like these days, especially being in a new city, I'm like, how will I ever know what's out there if I don't explore? And sometimes even with exploring, sometimes you have somebody with you and sometimes you don't. But just because I don't have someone with me all the time doesn't mean that I can't explore. Like that's the beautiful thing about, you know, life and adventure is that you have the freedom to just go and just do it. And it's like the more you do a thing, the more natural it feels, the better it feels, you know? But, you know, this year it's been so personal on so many levels. Like I've grown so much. I've, you know, awakened so much. I've aligned in so many ways. And I'm so grateful. I'm grateful that I'm still here. I'm grateful that I'm still standing. I'm grateful that I'm still growing. I'm grateful that, you know, I'm still learning the little joys and, you know, being grateful for, you know, this life, you know, that I have, and I'm grateful for the grace that continues to be over my life, and I'm excited for the next level of this new year. I'm excited for the vision that I have. I'm excited for the connections and the relationships that I will make. Like, I'm excited because I know that some really great things are coming to me, and I'm going to meet those things, and I'm just grateful. Like, I'm grateful to be where I'm at, because I feel like oftentimes when, you know, we go through things in life, they can either make us or break us, or they can either alter us. And I'm so grateful that regardless of the things that I've went through, and y'all know, you know, I'm a private person, so, you know, I can't disclose everything, but, but I'm just grateful. I'm grateful that I am who I am, and I am who I am becoming. But I just encourage you to know that it's not too late to make the vision. It's not too late to have goals. It's not too late to start today or tomorrow. It's not too late. But I do encourage you to invite in and make room and space to be flexible, for things to flow, and to be sensitive to the directions in which your life may be wanting to take you. But also know that when you're connected with God, the universe, like one thing that I say to myself, I'm not sure if it's like an affirmation or a prayer, is that I know that God will never put me in a place or a space that will be harmful to me, that will hurt me, or that is not for me. Every space that I arrive to, I belong in the room. Every space that I am in, I am graced to be in that space, and I am supposed to be in that space. And so I hope that as you embrace this new year, is that you go into it with gratitude, that you go into it confidently, that you go into it truly making yourself a priority and tending to your needs and blossoming and blooming in the best possible ways and extending yourself grace. Definitely extending yourself grace. And I'm so proud and I'm so excited about my new brand that I've launched. I know that was definitely not the smoothest segue, but here we are. The Well Balanced Baddie. And I'm really excited about the Well Balanced Baddie because y'all know I love women. Like, I love inspiring women. I love seeing women live and thrive and be their absolute best self. When I tell you I am passionate about it, honey, I am passionate, passionate. And so the Well Balanced Baddie is for every woman who says, I want to fill my cup and I want to continue to fill my cup while being in tune and aligned with my mind, body, and spirit. You know, I want women who want to tap into their feminine energy to be connected to the well-balanced body for community, for education, for guidance in creating their soft life, manifesting, being in tune with who they are as they heal. Like, that is the well-balanced baddie. It's for every woman who says, I am worth it and I am worthy. And I am worthy and worth it to pour into myself and to put myself on a pedestal and never take myself off, regardless of the decisions I make, regardless of anything. Like, I am worth it and I am forever on a pedestal. And when I tell you, honey, when you, like, that is baddie energy. Like, being a baddie, the well-balanced baddie is not so much about looking the part. It's feeling the part. It's being the part. It's becoming this energy. Like, for me, it's about energy. It's that confident energy. It's that whatever I desire, whatever I pray for, when I ask for it, I receive it. Like, it's that for me. And that's the energy that I want women to have all over the world. And so that is the well-balanced baddie. And I am transitioning over to the well-balanced baddie, the podcast. So while I love this space that has been created with Hey Boo, Let's Chat, it's time for us to evolve. And it's time for us to go to our next level. And the next level for me is the well-balanced baddie podcast. And so I look forward to seeing you guys over in that space once I announce the launch date and things of that nature. I appreciate you all so, so much. I am so grateful for your support. I'm so grateful for everyone who listens to this podcast. And I truly hope and pray that you always walk away with a gem or two in some type of way. I'm wishing you all an absolutely amazing, wealthy, abundant, restful 2024 and whatever else you want and desire. And just know we're going to walk through this year together. And it's going to be a really, really great year. And we are in expectation for that. So, as we close out another year, cheers. And I will see you in our new space. Sending you all the love and light and grace.